Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 9th chapter of Hilchos Shechita. In this parak as well, the Rambam continues his discussion of various problems with an animal which can render it a treifa. Halacha Aleph, psuka ketzad. The next item on the list was an animal which is a psuka, one which has been cut. In what sense does that mean? Chod ha-shidra she-nifsak or ha-chofa es-moach treifa. If the skin which covers the marrow of the spinal cord is cut, so then the animal is considered a treifa. Vavanchei pasik rov hekefa. This is assuming the majority of the circumference of this skin was cut. Al im nistaka or loarko onikav uteres. However, if the skin was merely cut lengthwise, or it had been punctured, in that case the animal is still permitted to eat. Vachein im nishbara hashidra lo nifsaka chod shala oshnismach hamoach b'sof hachod v'snanded hov oro kayam harizim uteres. Similarly, if the backbone had been broken, but it hadn't actually had the spinal cord split, or the marrow inside of the spinal cord had become crushed and would wobble and move all about, nonetheless, the animal is still going to be permitted since the skin is still remaining intact. Halacha Beis. Hamrach ha-moach v'nishbach k'mayim o'kedonach sh'nomes ad she'yimaseh achot k'shema'amido eino omeid ha'yizu treifa. If the marrow inside of the spinal cord has become so soft to the point where now it spills out like water or like wax which had melted, to the point where if one tries to stand up the spinal cord, it won't stand. In that circumstance, the animal is defined as a treifa. If, however, the only reason why it can't stand is because it's so heavy, because of its own weight, in that case, it's uncertain whether this animal is a treifa. What part of the animal qualifies as the chod hashidra, the spinal cord? It begins by the two glands at the top of the animal's neck and goes all the way down until the second break in the spinal cord. And all that remains, therefore, is just the third break, which is very close to the beginning of the animal's tail. Now there are these three breaks between them, and these are they. These three dividers, the Rambam explains, are three bones which stick close one to the other one below the vertebrae of the animal's backbone. And the spinal cord of a bird goes all the way to between its wings. However, below that point, we don't have to be concerned with the spinal cord which sticks out from there, even if in that circumstance the skin had been cut or the marrow within it had become soft and to the point where it had rotted. Halacha hei, krua ketzad. The next item on the list was an animal which is krua, torn. What does that mean? Basar ha-chofa es rov ha-keres, hu ha-makom min ha-beten, shimi korea yitzi ha-keres, im nekra basar zer, treifa. If an animal has the majority of the skin which covers its belly ripped open to the point where the belly is going to fall out, so in that circumstance, the animal is rendered a treifa. This is even true if that tear had not yet reached the belly itself to the point where you can actually see it. Does it matter? Once most of this flesh has been torn or has been removed, in that case, the animal is rendered a treifa. The kama shir hakera ba'arko, how long must this tear be in length? Orech tefa, it has to be the length of a hand's breadth. If, however, it was a very small animal, to the point where, when most of its belly had been ripped open in this fashion, nonetheless, it still hadn't reached the point where it would be a hand's breadth in length, the animal still rendered a treifa, since most of its length had been torn. Halachava, nikdar habasar hazeh be'igol, oba orech, if there was a circular or oval portion of skin which was cut, if it's larger than a sela type of coin, how long does that mean? The Rambam explained, it means that it's big enough to be able to fit three date seeds which are tightly squished together, and it could fit that type of length. In that case, the animal is going to be a treifa, and the rationale is because once you were to, so to speak, unravel this, have it be length only and not a circle or an oval, then in that case, it would be a tefach in length. Halacha zayin. Behema shenifsha ha'or she'al ha'kulo, beish nikra b'yad o'b'choli, benimsa basar b'lo or, ha'yizu treifa. If the skin of an animal was entirely removed, whether it was because somebody had done this or because it had some sort of disease which caused this to occur, the animal is rendered a treifa. Azui shenikra is gluda. This is what we refer to as an animal which is a gluda, when it has all of its skin removed. Im nishar mina or rochav sela, alpane kol ha'shidra, rochav sela al ha'tabor, rochav sela al rasha'i v'reha, ha'yizu muteres. If, however, there remains enough skin of the animal that has the width of a sela coin, as was just described, opposite the entire spine and opposite the animal's belly button, as well as opposite the ends of its limbs, in that circumstance, the animal is still permitted. Im not al kirochav sela, me'al kol pnei ashidra, o me'al atapor, o me'al rashi evareha, ushar kol orkaim, harizu safek. If the reverse case was true, that this skin had been removed to the size of the width of a sela coin, opposite the entire spine, or opposite its belly button, or opposite the ends of its limbs, but the rest of the skin was still present, in that circumstance, it's unclear whether the animal is a treifa. Yerali shabatir elsa. Rambam says it appears to him that this animal is still permitted. Halachas, nefula ketzad. The next animal listed in the Rambam's earlier list was an animal which is nefula, a fallen animal. What does that entail? If an animal had fallen off of a high place, what qualifies as high? It has to be at least 10 handbreadths high, which is roughly 3 feet. And then one of its organs had been smashed in that process. The animal is a treifa. What does it mean that it had been smashed? She yisrotates ha'aver, yechla machmas nefila, ash tipase yitzuraso v'tara. To the point where it had been so badly crushed, and now it's become sick because of the fall, to the point where it no longer looks at all the same as it had beforehand. Even though it might not have been punctured at all, it hadn't cracked, hadn't been broken in a different sense, the animal is still a treifa. Similarly, if somebody had hit it with a stone or a stick and had crushed in a similar fashion one of its limbs, that case too, the animal will be a treifa. Beza evarim amru. Now, what limbs are referred to? Any limb? The Rambam explains. Beivarim shbechal ha'gav. First, the ones, the organs, which are inside the body's inner cavity. Halachatas. Behema shenafla min ha'gag, im ha'ucha hechosh shema. If an animal falls off of some roof and then is still able to walk, in that circumstance, we don't have to be concerned that maybe it's a treifa. Im amda v'lo ha'ucha. If, however, it stands up but is unable to walk any longer, in that case, chosh shema. You must be suspect that something had happened to it to make it a treifa. Kafta machmas atzma eichos shema. If, however, it had jumped off the roof on its own, then we needn't be concerned about it. Hinicha lemala umatza lemata. If we had left it up on the roof and now we find it down below, eichos shema shema nafla. In that circumstance as well, we don't have to be concerned that maybe it had fallen. Lachi yud. Socharim haminal kedzeh eichos shema. If there are different male animals which are fighting with one another, we don't have to be concerned that one of them has been made a treifa. Navul aretz, choshen lehen. If, however, one of them were to fall to the ground, so in that case, we must be concerned that it's a treifa. V'chei mehema shahisa megoreres raglehel, ein choshen lehen, shemen esras guibarehel, o shemen nifzaka, chosh al shitra. Similarly, if an animal drags its feet as it moves, we don't have to be concerned that its internal organs have been crushed or that its backbone had been cut. Halacha yud aleph. Ganavim shagun v'natlam, mashlichen osan l'achori hatir, ein choshen lehen mishon riso gibar. If thieves steal some young lambs and throw them outside of the pen where they are kept, we don't have to be concerned that maybe some of their organs have been crushed, as described above. Why? Rambam explains, because these thieves are throwing them with the intent that they not break. They're trying to be careful with them. If, however, they then take these lambs and go and throw them back into the pen where they had been, out of fear, let's say they hear some watchman coming and they throw them back in that circumstance, we have to be concerned with them. Machmas tshuva, eichos shemahen. If they had simply regretted that which they had done, they were trying to do tshuva, to atone for their act of theft, then in that circumstance, we needn't be concerned that these animals might be hurt. Nation is kavanah tzirim shleimim, yizaru v'ashlach hasan. Because in that circumstance, they're intending to give them back while they're still whole, still unharmed, and therefore they'll be careful how they throw them over. Halacha yud beis. Shor shehei b'zuhu l'shchita. If an ox is made to lie down so that we can slaughter it, forcefully, even though in that process it might have fallen a very great fall to the point where we hear a loud noise when it fell. Nonetheless, the animal is still going to be considered a permitted to eat animal. We don't have to be concerned, maybe the trefa. And the rationale is because in that process, it stuck its hooves into the ground and was pushing itself back until it had fallen to the ground. Therefore, that counterforce would prevent it from being hit so hard that it might have had crushed internal organs. If somebody hit an animal on its head and that hit went all the way towards its tail, or when hit on its tail and the hit went all the way towards its head, even if one had hit the entire spine, the entire backbone of the animal, nonetheless, we don't have to be concerned that maybe it had become a trefa. If, however, the stick that you hit the animal with had various bumps in it at different points, then we have to be concerned that the animal's a trefa. Similarly, if the top of the stick had reached a part of the animal's backbone, so in that case as well, we have to be concerned that maybe it's a trefa. And also similarly, if he had hit the animal across the entire width of its backbone, then also there, we must be concerned that maybe it's a trefa. If a bird is hit against something very hard, such as a pile of grain or a clump of almonds or the like, in that circumstance, we have to be concerned that maybe it had some of its internal organs smashed, as was described above. If, however, this bird had been knocked against something which is softer, such as a folded up garment or straw or ashes or the like, then in that circumstance, we needn't be concerned. It might be a trefa. Halacha tezva. If you knuffa the devek, b'shas tzita, v'schavid. If you knuffa achas nechaz, ein choshinlo. If nechaz v'shtei knuffa, v'nechaz v'chavid v'gufo, choshinlo. If a bird's wings had been stuck together with glue in the process of capturing it, and then it got hit, if only one of its wings had been stuck with the glue, we don't have to be concerned that maybe it had become a trefa. But if both of its wings had become stuck, then it got hit, we must be suspicious that perhaps it indeed had become a trefa. If the bird had been knocked against water in that circumstance, if it was able to swim its full height up the river again against the current, in that case, we don't have to be concerned that it had become a trefa. If, however, it had swam the other direction, downriver, along with the current, in that case, we must be suspicious that perhaps it had become a trefa, because maybe it was just the water which was carrying it in that direction. If, however, it had tried swimming towards some straw or hay which is floating on the water, in that case, it's swimming of its own accord, and we don't have to be concerned that it is a trefa. With regard to any case where the Rambam says we don't have to be concerned about it being a trefa, then it's permitted to slaughter the animal immediately. There's no need to check whether one of its limbs, one of its organs, had become crushed. And with regard to any circumstance where the Rambam says we have to be concerned that maybe it had one of its internal organs crushed, in that circumstance, if we slaughter it, one needs to go ahead and check the entire inner cavity all the way from the skull until its thighs. Im matza bat trefa min trefa shemaninu, osh nitzrasi evar min evarim shebethnim, benifs tatsuraso, hayizim trefa. If we discover it to have one of the various signs of being a trefa animal, as the Rambam has already counted, or we discover that one of its internal organs had become crushed to the point where it no longer looks the same, in that case, the animal is defined as a trefa. This is even true that if one of the organs that had been found to be crushed was something which had been removed would not render the animal a trefa, such as the spleen or the kidneys. Nonetheless, if we find it crushed, the animal is a trefa. The one exception to this is the uterus. If we find that it's been crushed, the animal is still permitted to eat. With regards to the esophagus and the windpipe, those don't need to be examined in these circumstances because when it falls, that's not going to crush those. Halachah Yud Tes. If an animal had fallen off a roof and had not stood up, in that case, it's forbidden to slaughter it until you wait 24 hours. If one slaughters it within that amount of time, then the animal is rendered a trefa. If one slaughters it after a 24-hour period, then in that circumstance, one needs to check it as the Rambam has already outlined. Similarly, a person had stepped on a bird with his own feet, or some other animal had stepped on it, or had been crushed against the wall, and now seems to be in death throes. It's just convulsing. In that circumstance, we have to leave it for 24 hours. If we afterwards slaughter it after the 24-hour period, so then, if we check it out, then it could be permitted, depending on what we find. The final halach on the parak. If the esophagus or the windpipe had become disconnected to the point where now they're hanging loosely inside of the animal, the majority of them are hanging loosely, in that circumstance, the animal is rendered a trefa, even if this had not occurred due to any sort of fall. And similarly, if they fold over, then there's also no ability to slaughter them, and they will be a trefa. If, however, the majority of the throat of the animal had been disconnected from the animal's jawbone, in that case, the animal is still permitted to eat, because, as Rambam has already explained, the throat area is not an area where one is allowed to do a proper shchita, proper slaughter, as he's explained, and therefore, the animal remains a permitted-to-eat animal. Have a wonderful day.